sa inyong sasakyan? Kayang-kaya yan ng Tire World and Auto Limited. Woof! Sa halagang $20 lang, 9 kg LPG refill sa halagang $27 lang, at serbisyo sa inyong sasakyan mula sa $99 lang. Mayroon silang mga magagarang magwheels, lahat ng brand ng gulong, bago at kamit na. 4-wheel drive at off-road ng mga gulong din. Lift kit, bull bar, snorkel at lowerings. Magagawa nila ang lahat ng mechanical repairs at meron silang mga sasakyang ibinebenta sa magandang presyo. Meron silang mga flexible options sa pagbabayad after pay in-store, 17 buwang walang interest sa Q-card at available na mga finance options. Ang mga pagbabayad ay magsisimula lamang sa $20 kada linggo. Sitayin sila sa 153 East Tamaki Road, East Tamaki, sa tabi ng Wendy's at Caltex, o sa 170 Baird's Road, Otara, o tawagan sila sa 0800-031-664.
Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Pilipinas Mabuhay! Welcome to your walk-in, call-in community access program. Servicing the wider Auckland communities and families. This is your Tita Miriam.
And Tito Oscar.
Here to give you bits and pieces of information essential to a happy and healthy living and updates on Philippine news and events and community activities. Listen every Saturday at 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. or anytime online at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay, all one word.
Pilipinas!
Dinhi sa atong kalibutan, ang atong kinabuhi, lumalabay man. Nagkinahanglan ng muhang at sa langit musangkit ang tanaw. Senyor, Daigunta Jesus, Senyor Santo Niño, kanimo nang ilaba nagampo ang tanaw. Punta sa among balatian, kami imong tabangan, maayo man. Senyor, Senyor, Daigunta, Daigunta. Viva Senyor Santo Niño. Viva Senyor Santo Niño. Viva Senyor Santo Niño. Viva Senyor Santo Niño. Santo Niño, karunta mong ihatid.
kasalanan. Nagasangyaw, nagasinggit sa kalibutan ug sa langit nga si Jesus ang hari sa tanan. Dawata ang tanan na mong pagdayig, kanimo Diyos kung among hari, kay giluwas mo man kami tanan. Ikaw kayo, Jesus, labing kamhanan, sa langit man o kalibutan, ikaw kayo ang hari sa sa pagdayi kang Jesus na hari sa tanan. Nagasangyaw, nagasinggit sa kalibutan ug sa langit nga si Jesus ang hari sa tanan. Dawata ang tanan na mong pagdayi,
listening to Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM on your radio dial, airing every Saturday night from 5:40 p.m. to 6:40 p.m. This is your Tita Miriam.
And Tito Oscar, kumusta ka mong tanan dinha? Kumusta tanan ang atong mga kaigsuunan sa kahanginan? Kumusta tanan ang atong mga mama, papa, lulu, lula, si tiyo o si tiya, ang mga kabataan nato o makagagalaan? Ani alaw sa kami dinhi sa atong dedicated nga programa sa kahanginan Pilipinas Mabuhay dinhi sa 104.6 Planet FM. Kini ang atong official program dinhi sa New Zealand, ang sinulog in New Zealand dedicated radio program for Filipino migrants and overseas foreign workers. Hinaot paunta na kayo mo sa tanang maayong panglawas. Salamat sa inyong pagkuyog kanamo karong adlaw dinhi sa Pilipinas Mabuhay nga radio program. Karon balik ta ni Tita Miriam.
Are you met with day-to-day challenges that you find very difficult to handle? Things may not be as difficult as you see it, or hopeless as your situation may appear to be. There is always a bright side to things. There is always a better way to handle situations. Give us a call or send us a private message in our Sinulog New Zealand Facebook page if you need some assistance.
panalangin kami mong katawan. Santo Niño, maghari ka sa kasing-kasing kalag din hika na mo. Simbang ka, himayaong ka, pasalamatan ang sinyo.
Listening to Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM on your radio dial. Did you ever notice that when we get super busy with our day-to-day stuff, that it drowns us with some feelings of anxiety and maybe stress? I believe it is important that we need to take some breaks from our very hectic schedule and find some time alone to reflect. We need to pause and sort through observations and experiences that may sometimes cause confusion and clouds our way of thinking. May we invite you to join us for some moments of reflection. Did you ever feel a little overwhelmed? Or really overwhelmed? This is a very good message for most of us, if not all. Once upon a time, there was a man who had been lost in the desert for 3 whole days without water. Just as he was about to collapse, he saw what appeared to be a lake a few hundred yards in front of him. He said to himself, could it be, or is it just a mirage? With the last bit of strength he could muster, he staggered toward the lake and quickly learned that his prayers had been answered. It was no mirage. It was indeed a large spring-fed lake full of fresh water, more fresh water than he could ever think in his lifetime. Yet while he was practically dying of thirst, he could not bring himself to drink the water. He simply stood by the water's edge and stared down at it. There was a passerby riding on a camel from a nearby desert town who was watching the man's bizarre behavior. She got off her camel, walked up to the thirsty man and asked, "Why don't you have a drink, sir?" He looked up at the woman with an exhausted, distraught expression on his face and tears welling up in his eyes. "I think I'm dying of thirst," he said. "But there is way too much water here in this lake to drink. No matter what I do, I can't possibly finish it all." The passerby smiled softly, bent down, scooped some water up with her hands, lifted it to the man's mouth and said, "Sir, your opportunity right now, and as you move forward throughout the rest of your life, is to understand that you don't have to drink the whole lake to quench your thirst. You can simply take one sip. Yes, just one sip at a time. Then another, if you choose. Focus only on the mouthful in front of you, and most of all, Your anxiety, fear, and overwhelm about the rest will gradually take. If that story resonates at all right now, it may be a time for a few wake-up calls. Our writer by the name of Mark Chernoff Shakes shares three wake-up calls to those days when we are overwhelmed and not sure what to do. And now for some music break. You are listening to Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM. The New Zealand Filipino Santo Niño devotees invite you to the 30th anniversary of Santo Niño Sinulog in New Zealand. It is a 10-day celebration to begin with 9 days Novena Masses from January 12 to 20, 2024 at St. Benedict's Church and Fiesta celebrations at the Event Finder Stadium on the 21st of January 2024. For more details, visit our Facebook page Sinulog NZ or Sinulog in New Zealand Facebook page or the website www.santo-nino.org. Don't miss this historical milestone for us Pinoys. Viva Señor Santo Niño! Viva Pit Señor! And now, back to our writers. Three wake-up calls for those days when we are overwhelmed and not sure what to do. First, in life, we cannot take more than one sip at a time. Let us challenge ourselves today to focus solely on the sip. The task, the step, and whatever it may be, we are actually taking. Honestly, that's all life is. small positive actions that you take moment by moment. Then one day, when you look back, it all adds up to something worthwhile, something that is often far different and better than what you had imagined when you started. And second, we all do lots of things that do not need to be done. Our lives get incredibly complicated, not overnight, but gradually. And the complications creep up on us. Today, I ordered a few things on Amazon. Tomorrow, someone gives me a birthday present. Then I get excited and I enroll in a free giveaway at church and I win. And then I decide I need a new 6-foot cabinet to store my growing pile of stuff. One item at a time. The clutter builds up in my space because I keep adding new things without purging the old. And the cycle continues in all walks of life too. How do we protect against this vicious cycle? We have to take a step back on a regular basis and reevaluate what we are actually doing and why. Instead of thinking, oh my gosh, there's too much to do, let us ask, should I actually be doing all of this? The bottom line is that people never get more done by blindly working more hours on everything that comes up. Instead, they get more done when they follow careful plans that measure and track key priorities and milestones. So, if we want to be more successful and less stressed, don't ask how to make something quicker and more efficient until we have first asked ourselves, do I need to do this at all? Simply being able to do something well doesn't make it the right thing to do. And if we think about it, it is actually kind of ironic that we complain we have so little time and then we prioritize like time is infinite. So, let us do our best to focus on what is truly important and not much else. And the third way, it is necessary to say no to some really good things. We all have opportunities and obligations, but a healthy and productive routine can only be found in the long run by properly managing our yeses. And yes, sometimes we have to say no to really good opportunities and obligations. We cannot always be agreeable. That's how people take advantage of us. And that's how we end up taking advantage of ourselves too. We have to set clear boundaries. Truth be told, the main thing that keeps so many of us stuck in a debilitating or draining cycle of overwhelm is the fantasy in our minds that we can be everything to everyone, everywhere at once, and a hero on all fronts. But again, that's not reality. The reality is we are not Superman or Wonder Woman. We are human and we have limits. So we have to let go of that idea of doing everything, pleasing everyone, and being everywhere. In the end, we are either going to do a few things well or everything poorly. That's the truth. And final words from our writer? Yes, it is our turn to embrace the difference between being committed to the right things and being overcommitted to everything.
Bye.
You are listening to Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM. The ANSED Filipino Santo Niño devotees invite you to the 30th anniversary of Santo Niño Sinulog in New Zealand. It is a 10-day celebration to begin with 9 days Novena Mass from January 12 to 20, 2024 at St. Benedict's Church and Fiesta celebrations at the Event Finder Stadium on the 21st of January 2024. For more information, visit our Facebook page Sinulog NZ or Sinulog in New Zealand or visit the page, the website www.santo-nino.org. Don't miss this historical milestone for us Pinoys. Viva Santo Niño, viva Pit Señor. And now a follow-up message to our reflections earlier. Too often, people overestimate the significance of one big defining moment and underestimate the value of making good decisions and small steps of progress on a daily basis. We are probably familiar with what's known as the Serenity Prayer. And it goes like this: God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. There is an important lesson here, one that is very often glossed over. When a chaotic reality is swirling around us, we often try to relieve our anxiety by exerting our will over external things we cannot control. It helps us stave off one of the most dreaded feelings, complete powerlessness. With that in mind, our writer Mark Chernoff has good news and bad news for us. The bad news is that generally speaking, almost everything is outside our control. What other people do, whether it will rain tomorrow, whether or not our efforts will be appreciated, all of these outcomes depend on factors that are not us. But that's also the good news. The friction and frustration created by trying to change things we cannot change is the crucible where a ton of unhappiness is born. Accepting that most things are outside our influence gives us explicit permission to let them unfold as they may. A Stoic philosopher Epictetus put it this way: some things are in our control and others not. Things in our control are opinion, pursuit, desire, aversion, and in a word, whether our own actions. Things not in our control are our body, property, reputation, command, and in one word, whatever are not our actions. There are three big uns, or U and S, that so many of us struggle with daily. Unhappiness, unconvinced things will ever change, unsure what to do next. Overcoming these three big uns begins with understanding what we can control and what we cannot. The mental shift here is not easy. Most of us have spent a lifetime worrying about things that we cannot control. Society practically encouraged this. For most, it is a bona fide habit, one that should be replaced with a healthy understanding of how much we can actually change. Again, though, it is hard to get our mind wrapped around all this when we are constantly hearing, "Why don't you just get over it?" or "Just let it go." We have heard all of this, some flavor advice before, and it passes the sniff test to a certain extent. Time heals all wounds, right? Well, yes, sort of, but wounds heal differently depending on how they are treated. Let alone a gash in your skin will leave a large scar and be vulnerable to injury again in the future. This is why we get stitches. It helps the wound heal in a way that limits the chance of re-injury down the road. Emotional wounds work the same way. Given enough time, most emotional pain will diminish. That's true, but the word, the phrase, just getting over it, leaves scars. In the emotional sense, scars equal baggage. Baggage we carry with us into every aspect of our lives. These scars grow and accumulate until one day you wake up suffering from one or more of the three uns: unhappiness, unconvinced things will ever change, unsure what to do next. So, don't get over it. Go through it one step at a time. Honestly, I understand the desire to get over difficult experiences or situations rather than facing them. Revisiting painful memories or facing our present demons is really, really hard. And we as human beings are hardwired to not cause ourselves pain. Unresolved issues in our life take up residence in our mind and influence our decisions, relationships, and our attitudes. They rob us of our happiness and potential. So, if you're feeling this way now, like it is impossible to make significant progress today, you are not wrong for feeling what you feel. In many cases, you are right. Significant progress comes gradually with time and consistency. It's all about taking one tiny positive step at a time and staying the course. So think about the power of tiny changes. Think about the fact that it only takes a 1 degree change in temperature to convert one water to vapor, ice to water. It is such a tiny change, just one step in a different direction, and yet the results are dramatic. A tiny change can make all the difference in the world. And now for another music break. You are listening to Pilipinas Mabuhay on 104.6 Planet FM.
Kini ang atong official radio program for Santo Niño, Sinulog in New Zealand. Dedicated radio program for Filipino migrants and overseas foreign workers. Hinaot pa unta sa tanan na itong mga kaigsunan, maayo ang panglawas ninyo din ha. Salamat sa inyong pagkuyog kanamo karong adlawa dinhi sa Pilipinas Mabuhay Radio Program. Balikta ni Tita Miriam.
And yes, we hope you enjoyed the reflections, the articles that we shared with you tonight. Be with us once again next Saturday on 104.6 Planet FM here on Pilipinas Mabuhay from 5:40 p.m. to 6:40 p.m.
Dagang salamat sa inyong pagpaminaw sa atong programa Pilipinas Mabuhay. Kumusta sa tanan natong mga kahigalaan dinhi sa Auckland and the rest of New Zealand. Pag-amping kamu o mag-ampo ta kanunay. This is your Tito Oscar
and Tita Miriam
saying to you, Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Pilipinas Mabuhay, welcome to your walk-in, call-in community access program servicing the wider Auckland communities and families. This is your Tita Miriam.
And Tito Oscar.
Here to give you bits and pieces of information essential to a happy and healthy living and updates on Philippine news and events and community activities. Listen every Saturday at 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. or anytime online at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay, all one word.
Pilipinas Mabuhay!
I want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theater? Does she speak eloquently? And would she have your baby? I'm sure she'd make a really excellent mother. Cause the love that you gave that we made wasn't able to make it enough for you to be open wide. No. And every time you speak her name, does she know how you told me you'd hold her until you died? Till you died, but you're still alive and you're here.
something that nobody knows it. Her eyes are as big as her bubbly toes. On the feet of a queen of the hearts of the cards, and her feet are all covered with tar balls and scars. It's a common or something that nobody knows it. Her beauty will follow wherever she goes. Up the hill in the back of her house in the wood, she loved me forever, I know she could. To be just good friends, wouldn't give me none, but all I wanted was some. She's got a whole lot of reason, she can't think of a single one that can justify leaving. He got none, but he thinks he got so many problems, and he got too much time to waste. Commercials, but her dreams are picture perfect, and her dreams are so related, though they're often underestimated. Simple as something that nobody knows it. Her eyes are as big as her bubbly toes. On the feet of a queen of the hearts of the car, feet are infested with tar balls. And la da 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 da, la da 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 da. La da 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 da. Well, I was eating lunch at the DLG when this little girl came and she sat next to me. Never seen nobody move the way she did. Well, she did and she does and she'll do it again. When you move like a jellyfish, rhythm don't mean nothing. You go with the flow, you don't stop. Like a jellyfish, rhythm is nothing. You go with the flow, you don't stop.